This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This should be one of those games, Mike. And in the fourth quarter, we feel comfortable. Will we? Guys, we haven't had one of those wins. And that's why I said to you, maybe you feel a little bit more optimistic than I do. Don't misunderstand me. What I am telling you is, if you feel like these first five games, we are 3-2. We've beaten some really good teams.
Finding a way to win.
That's right. We're a contender. Contenders don't lose these games. You don't lose to lesser opponents in the National Football League when you know going in you're better. Mike, that's about preparation, quarterback play, all the things we're talking about. Let's hear from Raheem Morris, guys. It is our Falcon Report. This hour, of course, is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. And that is where Wing Tuesday happens. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings. This is Raheem talking about getting Kyle Pitts early in the game. Can you do this again? It's not about one game for me. I need to see Kyle again. Guy asked me, Mike, over the weekend, are you going to lay off of Pitts? Maybe.
I mean, look, this is what he was drafted to do. And guys, I love these arguments. Well, it's not his fault they drafted him there. Well, you're there.
You got to show up.
And you got a chance now to get a big loot. I mean, this is, in essence, the big contract year for him.
Correct.
So do something, man. And look, he can't control who's going to get him the rock, but he can certainly run better routes. And I think certainly route running was not an issue. He was a big part of that
game.
Down the middle, in the seam, and that's something we want to see more of.
Yeah, he was great. And I said to Kyle, we need you. He knows this. But this is Raheem Morris talking about Cousins getting him involved.
It was awesome. You know, Kurt goes out early, and he fires a dart to Kyle. He does nothing but finish it, catch the ball. And then later on throughout the game, you got a chance to see him get the ball in his hand and run with it a little bit. And that's the Kyle Pitts that we expect. That's the Kyle Pitts that's even got more. And I can't wait to watch him. I can't wait to watch and see where he progresses from here.
So do I like a Sunday? Yes. 4:25 start. Mike mentioned that. Not a 1 o'clock start. On the road? Yes. But just because we won in overtime and Kurt threw for 500 yards, guys, that's last week. It means nothing. And so right now, this is a game where you have to go out and say, man, I think the Falcons are pretty good. I think they might be a contender. You go handle business. And, Mike, if you don't, it speaks to your preparation and you starting to believe whatever hype there is surrounding this team after a couple of, come-from-behind wins.
Well, all the goodwill for the fans that were trying to – I mentioned yesterday to Chris when you were off about my neighbor, Denny Downer. I'm not ready to believe in – oh, okay, we're finding a way to win the games. We would have lost.
And they're exciting.
Every year for 6 years, we would have stumbled, bumbled.
Right.
As I said earlier, we would be the guys slipping on the banana peel, screwing things up. Now we're the team that's showing the poise, getting the comeback. Chiefs maybe, again, some breaks go our way. The refs don't host us. We're freaking 4-1. Either way, it's the margin of – it's the same, but it's the same for everybody right now, especially in the NFC. Fine line. Cowboys, you just saw them in person. They're not like world beaters right now.
Should have lost that game.
But we certainly know how to win. Now, but to Carl's point, you cannot go backwards. This is a team that you should beat by the 6 points. Should beat them by a touchdown. And you got to do it. How about Bijan getting a few extra days? No one wants to talk about it, but I think he's not been 100%.
I agree.
The usage rate reflects that.
Yeah, the number of carries he got and total touches is down. I've always said 18 to 25, any game.
Period.
If he's healthy, that's what the number should be. It's not been anywhere close to that. This just in, and this gets back to us handling business. Derek Carr is expected to miss multiple games with the oblique injury he suffered against the Chiefs last night. Again, we don't wish injury on anybody.
No.
But the fact of the matter is, guys, we already beat these guys, and now their quarterback is down. Yes.
Carl, that's not right to laugh at Derek Carr's
injury. We can gain some ground in this division, especially with head-to-head opponents.
That man left it all on the line.
Yeah, you know what? Carr is out multiple games now, Mike, with that oblique.
That's just mean-spirited. Jake Haener.
Who?
Jake Haener from Fresno State. He's coming at ya.
Okay.
Haener. And if he gets effed up, then it's Spencer Rattler.
Oh, that's right. They drafted
him. Picked him up from South Kakalaka.
Okay. Yeah. And so this is what
we can't believe you're laughing at this guy's injury.
Come on, it's the Saints. I'm sorry. Hey, we got to take advantage of this. We have to keep winning.
Poor guy, you know, probably hurts when he coughs. He can't get out of the car without hurting his back, and you're laughing at this man. And you knew his brother personally.
I do. You do. I do. That is. It's not the news you want to hear if you're a Saints fan.
No.
But if you're a Falcon fan, this is what I'm saying, Mike. So, listen, Saints beat them. Bucks beat them.
Right.
Panthers, guys, we are in control of this division by October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
We would be in control of this division. That doesn't happen in every year. That's why this is a big spot.
Correct. And now, guys, you start to say to yourself, if we can do what we're supposed to do, and that is now Kirk Cousins, all those arguments we and I debated, is he 100%? Where is he at? Talked about it with Wes Drewham earlier, and I was saying, look, you know, if this guy, especially the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, now doesn't have to sort of, you know, thread the needle because his quarterback's not 100%, now everything's in the playbook, everything's ready to go. Let's go get after it. And, you know, the other thing, Carl, is, you know, we think Tampa Bay, how's Tampa Bay respond? They have to play the Saints. They're probably going to have the edge now because there's no Derek Carr.
Tampa Bay
will be right on our heels if we don't take care of business.
And that's why this is a big spot. You just don't lose to the Panthers, and then all of a sudden this is laying itself out for you. Guys, this is the football gods talking to us, saying this is your division to control if you want to control it.
And now with the Jets kind of in flux, who knows, but does this now, Nick's, Chris just mentioned in my ear, the any possibility of Devontae Adams to the Saints to go reunite with Derek Carr? Because maybe they don't have that sense of urgency. I don't know. Either way, look, the thing last night, if you didn't watch the game, the Chiefs took Kamara out of the game.
They did.
And they didn't let Olave beat him. And I think we did that to an extent, but, you know, certainly we know how to play the teams in this division. We got Chuba Hubbard, if you can stop the run game, and maybe we try to get creative. Well, look, I can't wait to talk about the pass rush with Coach tomorrow. We'll be up there at Flowery Branch.
Yeah, it's still probably the number one concern. I'm countering that with how we've created turnovers and gotten back in these games and won them. To me, turnover ratio and differential is the biggest thing. It just is. Right. And if I get you to turn over three times, Mike, you're talking about that Cowboys game. Dak Prescott threw two. They turned it over three times, and the Steelers blocked a field goal and still lost. So, you know, in those situations, you go, well, you just didn't make enough plays. For us, Kirk Cousins has shown he can make these plays. 404-726-0929. Where are you guys at? Don't lose this one. You just don't. And that's not me saying, oh, you know, we're being some big badass. You just don't lose these kind of games.
No. This is one where fans, again, this is one where Vegas, like, you could argue that if we're into where we thought we'd be, this offense is dynamic, we're really getting after it, we should probably be a 10-point favorite. But no, it's a division rival. I think 6 is fair.
I do, too.
Open to 3.
Mike, I thought it was going to be 10 or something crazy.
But, again,
coming off that win last week.
Vegas still probably wants to see a bit more from us.
Yes, but the public, if they had that number 8, a lot of people would have said, did you see the Falcons last week? And might have jumped on that number.
If we beat the Chiefs, it's 10, but we didn't. But that's all right.
Right,
hey, man,
right.
I don't care. I'll just get it done. I know a lot of Falcon fans are going to make that trip up there. I know that. I hate that 85, Carl, that traffic.
Is the construction still going on?
Yeah, but it's on the Georgia State side now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.